syphilis has been a problem in Escambia County for as long as Escambia County Health Department has been around, which is 193 years.
As you heard, according to Dr. John Lanza, the director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, syphilis is nothing new. But over the past 4 years, the number of cases of the sexually transmitted disease in Escambia County has risen dramatically.
Back in 2008, we had 37 cases. We had 20 cases in 2009. And then in 2011, it shot up to 107 cases. And then 1206, and preliminary information from 2013 was 101 cases.
The Department of Health has been studying the rising infection rates, and while they have not come to a conclusion about the cause of the outbreak, they have put together a profile of those who are most at risk.
We're seeing increased risk in the 20 to 34-year age group, African-American, increasing risk in female African-American. We're seeing it in both heterosexual and homosexual males. That seems to be those risk groups that we're dealing with. And we're seeing an increased risk in the 32505 zip code.
The free testing will be done at the offices of HIV Evolution in Pensacola. Dr. Lanza said the DOH was happy to have a partner in the fight against syphilis.
Well, we have worked with HIV Evolution for a while in looking at being an HIV test site, and because of this continuing issue with syphilis, they asked us if they could do syphilis testing, and of course we said yes. We could use all the force multipliers we can find out there to get not only the health education message out there about not having multiple sex partners, not having bar or internet pickups, not having anonymous partners, not exchanging sex for money and drugs, and not using condoms. So anytime that we can get someone out there to pass that health education message, but also who's also willing to do the testing, we are happy to have that.
Syphilis is a highly contagious STD, which can be transmitted through intercourse or oral contact. If it is diagnosed early, a single shot of penicillin is usually all the treatment that's needed. In its later stages, several courses of antibiotics may be necessary. Left untreated, syphilis can be life-threatening.
Syphilis is described as the great imitator. It looks like many other diseases. That's why it's better to, if you're in that risk group and you suspect you've come in contact with syphilis or suspect you have syphilis, please be checked out by your physician. But that left untreated over many, many years can affect any organ in the body, specifically the heart, the brain, the nervous system. The kidneys can cause severe damage to those organs and can lead to death.
The next day free testing for syphilis will be done in Pensacola is Tuesday, April 8th, and will continue on the second Tuesday of each month at the offices of HIV Evolution, 113 North Palafox Street in Pensacola. You can learn more at hivevolution.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.